The geometry of nature. Triangles, squares, circles, and the other geometric concepts that made many of us yawn in the classroom may be beautiful and pure notions, but they seem more present in the minds of architects, design artists, modern art buildings, and school teachers than in nature itself. That's fine, except that most of us aren't aware of this. Mountains aren't triangles or pyramids. Trees aren't circles. Straight lines are almost never seen anywhere. Mother Nature didn't attend high school geometry courses or read the books of Euclid of Alexandria. Her geometry is jagged, but with a logic of its own, and one that's easy to understand. I've said that we seem naturally inclined to platonify and to think exclusively in terms of studied material. Nobody, whether a bricklayer or a natural philosopher, can easily escape the enslavement of such conditioning. Consider that the great Galileo, otherwise a debunker of falsehoods, wrote the following: "The great book of nature lies ever open before our eyes, and the true philosophy is written in it. But we cannot read it unless we have first learned the language and the characters in which it's written. It's written in mathematical language, and the characters are triangles, circles, and other geometric figures." Was Galileo legally blind? Even the great Galileo, with all his alleged independence of mind, was not capable of taking a clean look at Mother Nature. I'm confident that he had windows in his house and that he ventured outside from time to time. He should have known that triangles are not easily found in nature. We're so easily brainwashed. We're either blind or illiterate or both. That nature's geometry isn't Euclid's was so obvious, and nobody, almost nobody, saw it. This physical blindness is identical to the ludic fallacy that makes us think casinos represent randomness. Fractality. But first, a description of fractals. Then we'll show how they link to what we call power laws or scalable laws. Fractal is a word Mandelbrot coined to describe the geometry of the rough and broken, from the Latin fractus, the origin of fractured. Fractality is the repetition of geometric patterns at different scales, revealing smaller and smaller versions of themselves. Small parts resemble, to some degree, the whole. I'll try to show in this chapter how the fractal applies to the brand of uncertainty that should bear Mandelbrot's name, Mandelbrotian randomness. The veins in leaves look like branches. Branches look like trees. Rocks look like small mountains. There's no qualitative change when an object changes size. If you look at the coast of Britain from an airplane, it resembles what you see when you look at it with a magnifying glass. This character of self-affinity implies that one deceptively short and simple rule of iteration can be used, either by a computer or, more randomly, by Mother Nature, to build shapes of seemingly great complexity.